This show furnished by Red Pill Medical.
The following show, Truth, Medicine, and Politics, is sponsored, and the views expressed on the show are solely that of the host, which KABC does not necessarily agree with or endorse.
Cutting through the massive disinformation and propaganda to give you the truth about medical and political controversies, this is Truth, Medicine, and Politics with the executive producer of the award-winning film, American Addict, Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222. Or 800-ABC-KABC. And now, Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
Well, I am back. It is Saturday night, and it's 8 o'clock, not 9 o'clock. We decided that we just couldn't fit enough truth into 1 hour, so we've expanded the show to 2 hours because you guys deserve it. You deserve to hear the truth, and we're going to cover so many topics tonight, and it's all based on one thing, and I want to read something to you. This is about the media. Americans' trust and confidence in the mass media to report the news fully, accurately, and fairly has dropped to its lowest level in Gallup polling history, with 32% of respondents saying they have a great deal or a fair amount of trust in the media, and 68% of people polled don't seem to trust the mainstream media. Now, this is amazing to me, because even still with this poll, I still see people that seem to believe what they see and hear from the mainstream media. I keep going back. I can't get this out of my head when I think about that San Bernardino shooting several months ago or last year, where the narrative of this couple, this radicalized couple that did this shooting, and the wife being about 105 pounds, when we had more than one eyewitness, one of which went on the CBS National News, was ducked down, dodging bullets, and said that the shooters were, there were three athletically tall, white male shooters dressed in fatigues. And they said, "Are you sure?" She said, "Oh, I'm sure. It's three tall, athletically built white males in fatigues that were doing the shooting." But what happened was we were fed this narrative over and over and over again that this couple had been radicalized and they did the shooting, and these eyewitness accounts sort of went away, and then over just getting fed that same narrative over and over again, CNN, Fox, MSNBC, doesn't matter. Listen to the radio, same narrative. Go to websites, same narrative. And why is that? Because about five humongous companies own about 90% of the media. So the message is crafted, put out there for you guys to consume, and then like a slow virus over the weeks and months pass, everyone just accepts that it was this couple that was killed, so they can't speak about it. And the whole three tall, athletically built white males that were shooting, dressed in fatigues, just disappeared. No one's even talking about it anymore. So this happens over and over and over again. So are we being told the truth about terrorism? Are we being told the truth about Hillary Clinton? Are we being told the truth about the Clinton Foundation and Black Lives Matter? Who started Black Lives Matter? Are we being told the truth about that? These are some of the things, just a few of the things we're going to talk about tonight. And I have a lot of guests to get to, but I want to hear from you guys this first night of doing this show for 2 hours. And again, we've been on the air for almost 2 years now. So many of you tuning in, if you are hearing this for the first time, we've been at the 9 o'clock hour for almost 2 years. But I want to hear what you have to say. So I want you to call in, because the first topic we're going to go over is Hillary versus Trump. And I want to put some thoughts out there for you. And if you don't want to call in, you can always email at painmd2012@gmail.com. That's painmd2012@gmail.com. The numbers are 800-222-5222. 800-222-5222 and or 800-ABC-KBC. But let's take Hillary and Trump. And before I start letting other people talk, I just want to give you my view on this. So people ask me all the time, well, who are you going to vote for? And I sort of gone to the Jesse Ventura thought process on this, because Jesse Ventura has been saying for years, stop voting for Democrats, stop voting for Republicans, because you're getting the same old, same old. Vote for third party. But we know that realistically, in November, the third party candidate is not going to win because there's just not enough votes. So it's either Trump or Hillary, right, that we're gonna, is going to be the next president. So the way that I look at it is that we know what Hillary's going to do based on what she's already done. We don't know what Trump's going to do. I'm not saying Trump is the greatest guy in the world, but who he puts in office, is that going to make a difference? So at least we may have a chance at change. But, you know, anybody that has just looked at the record of the Clintons, I mean, it is gotten to the point where, you know, have you ever seen like a public toilet that's just overflowing? They got the lid on it and it's still seeping out. I mean, this is the baggage that these people have that's just oozing out. And I think it's taking a toll on their health. I mean, we said last week on this program that I made the statement that Bill Clinton looked like death on wheels. I mean, his skin looks like rice paper. She's ill. I don't believe she's fatigued and having pneumonia. I believe that she's sick. And it's starting to bubble over. And here's the thing that really gets me. I have not met one person that's I'm talking about, these are people that support Hillary Clinton. These are Democrats that support Hillary Clinton. Every person that I know that says they're going to vote for Hillary is not excited. I have, and if any of you listening, I want someone to call me and say they are excited to vote for Hillary, even though you're going to vote for her. It's just like even her own husband, when I've seen him talk about her and go how great she is, it's almost like you can see him just trying to will the words out of his mouth, swallowing his own bile as he's trying to say these great things. No one believes it. Unlike Bernie supporters, unlike Ron Paul supporters that are just in love with their candidate, I've never seen anyone, and I'm talking about her supporters. I'm not talking about Republicans or people that don't like her. I'm talking about people that want her to be president. When I see them on the national talk shows and everything, it's just they're manufacturing their excitement for her. At least Donald Trump supporters genuinely want him in office. So if any of you, I would really love to hear someone call that can be excited and tell me why they're so excited to vote for Hillary Clinton. Because I just don't see a reason. I mean, I just don't understand where the excitement is. What has she done that is so exciting for the future? I'm a big believer that you look at what a person's done to see what they're going to do in the future. But in politics, it doesn't seem to work that way. You see people that do all kinds of, remember back in the day when Marion Barry, I know he's passed away now, but back in the day, and he's the mayor of D.C., caught on tape, hookers and blow, goes to jail, comes back out, and they elect him again. I mean, I don't understand why people can just forget about the record that people have. So the past does predict the future to a certain extent. Okay, I'm done ranting for a while. So let me tell you people out there listening what we have on tap for you. So in the studio here, I have Sasha Nezev, and he's been here before it's probably been about a year. Sasha is a great friend of mine. He's the director of American Addict and American Addict 2, The Big Lie. He's the director of several films. He did a film called Fragments of Daniela. I think that was, 2006, if I'm not mistaken, about human trafficking, a very dark but important subject. His company is 888 Films. He's here in the studio. Of course, Kelly Epsery is here. She's always here with me. She's just usually silent. She produces the show, but she has a lot to say. And then we're going to have a lot of people that are calling in. We have Jimmy Church. Jimmy Church is going to be coming in a little bit. In fact, he's on his way to host the huge show, Coast to Coast AM. He's the weekend host. He's also has his own show, Fade to Black. We have Larry Kogan, who's an attorney out of New York, who's going to talk about censorship and some of the bizarre things that we're seeing. We've even been victimized by this, posting something that's a little controversial. Nothing bad, nothing vulgar, but something that maybe the mainstream media doesn't like on Facebook, and it's just taken down. Or we've seen, like for our first American Addict film, we would go to YouTube and see all these 10, 50, 100,000 views, and all of a sudden we come back and it's the views have been turned down. They're less than they were 3 months ago. And are we going crazy? So we started taking screenshots, and the views were changing. So he's going to talk about that stuff. We have James Martinez, who's been on the show a couple times. He can talk about anything. I'm not sure what he's going
to
talk about.
He wants to talk about Deutsche Bank.
Okay, so
also what's going on in Dakota.
Okay, yeah. He's got a lot to say. And then, last but not least, we have Mohammed. Now, Mohammed is not his real name. This gentleman is Middle Eastern. He has inside knowledge on terrorism and a lot of things that's going on over there that we're not aware of because it's not reported about ISIS, about terrorism, and he is very concerned about his identity, and so he's just going to go by Muhammad. He was actually going to be in studio and was concerned even coming to the studio, so he is going to call in. I see there's people already on the line that's calling in for this, so that's a lot of stuff we're going to talk about, but we do have a debate coming up on Monday, so I want to spend the first few minutes here talking about Hillary and Trump, and I just want to go around the room here for a minute, and Sasha, what are your thoughts on Hillary versus Donald Trump?
Well, I agree with you 100% about Hillary and the Clintons, absolutely. You cannot get any more corrupt than that. The history of that family, I mean, they're a giant cabal, so everything you said about them is accurate in my opinion. However, I'm not as optimistic on Trump as some people are. I just think that, I think that they knew that the populist movement is now huge in Europe. And if you follow international politics, most Americans don't.
Exactly. They don't, because it's not reported.
Exactly. I mean, that's my biggest gripe with talking about this is that, we as Americans are probably the most, it's twofold. I think we're genuinely all good people. I mean, we're probably, the kindest people in terms of like first world developed nations toward each other. But at the same time, we're the most naive people and we're easily manipulated. 70% of Americans don't have passports, I mean, come on, huge. And we don't speak other languages. We have no clue what's going on. So we live in a bubble. So going back to Trump, and if you look at Europe, and I have a production company in Europe, so I travel a lot. Populist movements have been rising in Europe. You have the five-star movement in Italy, which just had these huge results in the Italian elections. You have these populist movements in France, in Portugal. We see what happened with Brexit. Yeah. I mean, these are populist movements. So I think that this was being gauged, and Trump comes in as sort of this fake populist. You know, he's people, as you give that statistic about people being fed up with the media, but it's also with politicians. I think it's something upwards of 80% of Americans.
It's really high for politicians.
Yeah, it's really high. So I mean, I think they know what they're doing. So you bring in Trump. I mean, the guy loves the stage, and he comes across as a populist, and he says all. I think he says some right things, then he shoots himself in the foot. It seems like every time he starts making sense on so many issues, he says something so outrageous that it almost discredits everything. I mean, how if you're his campaign manager or somebody, I mean, it's either the guy's ego is so big, but if he just stuck to those issues without making these outrageous statements right. Once in a while, he'd have that much more credibility and support.
These are the two people. One of these two people are going to be the next president.
Right. I mean, here's my thing. Yeah. But look who he surrounded himself with. Giuliani, Chris Christie. I mean, come on. I mean, these are establishment. They're not populist. I mean, they're establishment people. But I do think, on the other hand,
Gingrich.
Yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, there's just no. I mean, it just gets worse. And Pence, the other day, Pence said he wants to model himself after Dick Cheney. I mean, really?
Yeah,
so what? Yeah. But on the other hand, I think that the public is getting more sophisticated now. Fool me once, shame on me. It's going to take some time, but by the time if he does get elected, it's going to be the same old. I think.
Let me stop you. I want to hear your opinion because we have so many calls. I want to get people because I want to hear from the people too. And I'm still looking for that caller that really loves and excited. I want to hear the excitement about Hillary in your voice. I can't find it in anybody. So, Kel, what do you feel about these two
people? Well, I feel like we haven't had a legal election since 1960, so I'm not sure I'm going to make the effort to vote.
Oh, a legal. So you're saying, okay, wait. You said there hasn't been a legal election since back in the Kennedy days. So
JFK wanted to take down the Federal Reserve.
So are you saying that?
And they killed him.
Are you saying the elections are rigged?
I am saying the election seemed to be rigged to me and according to my tarot deck.
Now this is what Donald Trump tells us. So you're not a Trump supporter?
I'm not. To me, Donald Trump is like dropping a grenade down a sewer. And that's what Washington is at this point, in my humble opinion.
Okay, well, before we go on and we have more to talk about here, let me bring on a few people because, man, there's just a lot of people calling in. So I'm going to go to Camille. Camille?
Okay, let me try and stay measured. But I just want to talk about Donald Trump's consistency and Hillary Clinton's inconsistency. Donald Trump said last year from the very beginning, I want to deal with Islamic terrorism. I want to make America great again. I want more jobs. I also want to deal with the wall and a level of containment and some oversight in America. And I do believe Donald Trump want to make America great again. But let's get into Hillary. Okay, so Colin Powell, and this wasn't supposed to be leaked because he said Hillary's his friend, he called this woman greedy. He called her slimy. He said her minions, keep me out of your lying business. You should have told the truth in the first place. He complained because he said her and her greedy husband charged Wall Street and these big banks $500,000 just to open up their pothole. He could even get $100,000 speaking fee because the Clintons are so doggone greedy. But let me say this. Hillary, to me, this is what she's demonstrated. And this was because through the emails and through what she did to Bernie Sanders, she is a liar. She's a conniver. She's disingenuous. She's sneaky. She's sleazy. She's. And then
is there anything good? Is there anything good about Hillary in your opinion?
Say that again.
Is there anything good about her? Anything? Is there anything that would make you? I don't think you're going to vote for Hillary Clinton based on what you just said. But is there anything that you think that this woman has done right for America?
No, I'm going to go out on faith and get back to Donald Trump and take a chance on him, and he's very fresh. He's not astute. I know that, and he's not. I disagree with that guy that's on your panel, that he's some type of a time bomb and all this kind of stuff. Donald Trump, since he was 29 working with his daddy till 69 working with his children, have been not a bigot, not a racist, and not a time ball or a bomb and all this. But all of a sudden, when 16 other gentlemen disappear from the stage, and he's holding serve as a brand new person up there. Now he can learn on the fly, just like Obama learned on the fly. Let me say this: people need to put aside Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, Noah Webster's, Unabridged, Dorset and Babber, political speak, memorization of a library. I know Donald Trump is rough around the edges, but you know what? He's been consistent. And I believe, and he hasn't changed. Hillary Clinton has taken on, let me see, when she first started, she didn't adapt Obama's policy. She was going against it until Bernie was kicking her butt all over the stage. And she says, okay, let me adopt Obama. But let me think about this. Colin Powell said Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton hate Barack Obama's guts. And the only reason why Barack and his wife, I love them, whatever, is going along with Hillary, because he doesn't trust her no further than he could see her. That's why he sent her as Secretary of State out of the country. But what I'm saying is he's trying to protect his legacy. I understand that. But you know what? I'm not fooled by that, though. He can't protect his legacy with this slime ball of a woman coming into the White House, okay?
Camille.
And I'm not done yet.
Well, Camille, there's a lot of callers. I appreciate it. I appreciate your point of view.
I'm taking a chance on Donald Trump.
Okay, we're going to leave it there. Camille, thanks for the call. And before I take another call, I just want to say that one of the things that she brings up is another problem that I see in the media is that every possible thing they can manufacture that's wrong about Donald Trump is put out there, that he's a racist or he's a womanizer, he's a this, he's a that. He was a womanizer, there's no doubt about that, but that he's a sexist and all these different things. And it doesn't stick very much because I think people have realized that why is everyone trying so hard to bash him, yet the cesspool that is the baggage of Hillary, of the Clintons, is still suppressed in the media. We don't get the kind of airtime. I mean, the Clinton Foundation is a two-day show, literally, of all the corruption going on in there. So let me bring on, let's see who's next. I got John. John, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello?
All right, you're on the air, man.
Hello?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm in Santa Monica, and let me tell you, everybody votes for Hillary in Santa Monica, and these people are foaming at the mouth.
I live in Santa Monica, and I'm not voting for her.
Well, but you're visiting, because let me tell you, when I say that Hillary's a criminal, man, this is the Santa Monica Renters Rights Group, man. This is like Democrats. These people are like they're automatons.
But are they happy? But John, are they really excited to vote for Hillary, or are they just anti-Republican?
Well, they're angry people, but I think they're naturally angry and kind of just, you know, pissed off people or something. You know, they're victims. And I think that's the thing that Trump is trying to tell the black community. And I'm wondering where the hell the black community is, because what Trump is saying is, you know, the Democratic Party plays on the victim deal. Once you're a victim, we're going to help you. Trump is saying, why don't you be a success? Why don't you go out and make your world? Every morning with freedom, you can get up and go make your day. And that is, we're offering you a ladder, not a rope that you're going to hang on.
John, let me ask you this. So I'm assuming you're not voting for Hillary. Is that accurate?
No, I'm not.
You're not?
Hillary will win California. Hillary is going to smoke California. I mean, you know, this is such a... All these Democratic areas, Hillary is going to win because she is a woman and because the Democrats are, you know, they just vote Democrat. They're just brainless. Yeah. And this is
well, it is the hum of the Rand Corporation.
Yeah, John, look, I agree with you. It's almost... That's almost a reason not to vote in California, because we know that the state's going to go Democrat. But I appreciate your input. We're going to keep...
Can I say one other thing?
Yeah, one quick thing, yeah.
Well, now, this is very interesting, because Trump has totally remade the Republican Party. He's talking about tariffs, sanctions, border security. He trounced all the neocons. You've got George Will declaring his support for Hillary. You've got George Bush voting for Hillary. So the neocons who want to do world planning and globalism and big banking are all for Hillary. And what's also, Donald Trump is talking about the Democrat slave Jim Crow party, and he's telling the truth about how much civil rights oppression the Democratic history, the Democratic Party is. And he's also throwing it out to the black community. Hey, man, why don't you change brands for one time? And I'd like you to do a show and get the black community to talk about why do they keep going with the same damn cigarettes when they're choking on it. Thank you.
John, I like the call. Thank you for calling in. Yeah, he makes some good points. I you know, if you guys can't see me out there, if you go to my website, drgregorysmith.com, you can see what I look like. I'm African-American, but I've said this for many, many years, that black people in this country, when they in block vote Democrat every election, no matter who it is, they become irrelevant, because the Democratic Party takes you for granted and the Republican Party knows you're not going to vote for them, so they don't try and do anything for you. I think we got about a minute, 2 minutes here before the break. I'm going to bring one more call. Oscar, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you voting for Hillary?
Well, let me put it in this way. I was a Democrat. I switched parties and became a Republican, so I'm a rhino Republican.
Okay.
Okay? I'm a Republican in name only. I'm Latino, and I'm voting for Trump. And here's why I'm voting for Trump, because Hillary Clinton, when she was State Department head, signed off on a deal to give 20% of the United States uranium, yellowcake uranium, to a Canadian company that got bought out by a Russian company. So 20% of yellowcake uranium, plutonium-grade uranium, belongs to the Russians on U.S. soil.
And what happened
she
with the Clinton Foundation? And Oscar,
a company called Uranium One.
And you're right.
Crook,
Oscar, hold on. Let me ask you something. Oscar, let me hold you. You're correct about that. But did anything happen with the Clinton Foundation? Do you know what happened with the Clinton Foundation?
United States of America.
Don't think you heard me. Oscar, listen, I'm up against the break. I appreciate the call. When we come back, we have Jimmy Church on the line. Jimmy Church is calling. Jimmy Church is the host of Fade to Black. He's also the weekend host of Coast to Coast AM. He's getting ready to do that gig in a little bit, but he's going to be with us on the other side of the break. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. We'll be right back right after this break.
Hey, are you sleeping alone again because you're snoring? You can't wear your CPAP and you have a lot of fatigue? We treat these problems with a mouthpiece that has 5 FDA certifications. Call the Beverly Hills Center for Snoring for a no-charge consultation at 310-550-9119. That's 310-550-9119.
Are you tired of the old bait and switch when you're buying auto insurance online? May I interest you in a conversation with an actual human being regarding your insurance needs? If so, call HVH Insurance Services at 888-498-4495. HVH Insurance specializes in auto, home, and business insurance. For honesty, integrity, and a personal relationship with your broker, pick up the phone today and call HVH at 888-498-4495 or log on to hvhins.com. That's hvhins.com.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Los Angeles. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at lalyft.com. That's lalyft.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at lalyft.com today. Terms apply.
It's Peter Tilden, and I'd like to tell you about the owner of Onyx Lending. He's a mortgage expert, and he meditates and does yoga because he understands the damage that stress causes. And here's what he does to reduce your stress when you refinance. Onyx Lending makes sure you get all the information you need to determine the best loan for you and not the lender. You're also going to have the cell phone number of the senior loan officer who's handling your loan from beginning to end. Now, who else does that? No one else does that. Reach out to Onyx Lending right now for help in finding a lower rate, and they're low. Smart ways to use your home's equity to get cash and a tax break, or for an FHA streamline loan, which is a loan that lowers your existing FHA loan without appraisal, income, or credit. Go to onyxlending.com or call 800-LEND-510. And next time, I'll explain how down payment assistance programs may be perfect for saving you money. Or if you don't want to wait, call 1-800-LEND-510 right now.
Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. License number 415-0085, NMLS ID number 984-885, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-597-4816. That's 1-800-597-4816. 1-800-597-4816. or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0202 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 0202 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 0202.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Los Angeles. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at lalyft.com. That's lalyft.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at lalyft.com today. Terms apply.
Talk Radio 790.
AABC. Want the truth? You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. And now, Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
And I am back, and we were talking tonight about the media, the conspiracy of the media. Is the media even telling us the truth? And we started talking about Hillary and Trump, how they're being portrayed in the media, the baggage. I'm still waiting. There's someone that called in a minute ago, but they hung up saying they were going to vote for Hillary. So far, everybody's voting for Trump. But even the Hillary supporters that I find, they are not excited about her. So I want to hear from somebody that actually has good things to say about her. Not that you hate Trump and that's why you're voting for Hillary, or that you're a Democrat and that's why you're voting for Hillary. Tell me that she's a great person or that you really like her. I have not found one person in the last year call in to say that. We have Jimmy Church on the line. I'm going to bring Jimmy on. Jimmy Church is a syndicated radio host of Fade to Black. He's also a weekend host over there at Coast to Coast. And Jimmy, are you there?
Yes, I am, Dr. Greg. How are you?
Good,
hey,
man.
Hey, Kelly.
Good,
hey,
man.
Hey, Jimmy. Welcome on.
And Jimmy, you've been a guest on the show before, months ago, and it's great to talk to you again. You've been listening to this, the Hillary versus Trump. Have you, I mean, look, you have a huge show. You're going to be on, you're doing Coast to Coast. I mean, you get a tons of calls. Is there anybody calling in that's actually excited to vote for Hillary?
Well, it's interesting listening to the comments here. And I'll say this. On Coast, I avoid politics like the plague. Okay, so, and there's a reason for that, because the show is kind of big, right? And it would divide and conquer the audience.
Right.
But that's exactly what is going on here with the country. If you think about it under a microscope, the way the media is treating all of this too as well, and it's a divide and conquer situation going across the country. I haven't seen a polarization of the country, even with my own parents, the way that they're talking about this too as well. When I hear what's going on, I'm kind of shocked, but it's been very, very effective. Now, that being said, I host a few different shows, and I've got, you know, my things that I do over at History Channel, too, that all are based on conspiracy. And the callers, even though I speak about what I'm going to speak about, the callers still want to get into this conspiracy of this election. They want to talk about that because they see it, they feel it. And about a year ago, I had looked at the beginning of the election cycle and I took a peek at it and I looked at everybody that was running. And I said to myself, let's take the worst case scenario here. Let's go with Hillary and Trump. I'll bet that at the end of the year, that's who is going to be running. Let's just go with the craziest thing. And that's exactly what happened. It's like the craziest election cycle in this nation's history, if not the world's history.
Yes, you're right. Well, who do you think is going to win?
What's that?
Who do you think is going to win?
I have asked my guests over the last couple of weeks this very question. I think it's a coin toss, and there's a reason for that. If things play out like they should play out, Hillary should win. I'm not voting this year. Okay, I'll go public right now. I've been asked. I can't in good conscience make a good decision here. You were talking about neocons earlier. Hillary is a neocon in sheep's clothing. Okay. Right. And if you think about her relationships that go back 40 years, she isn't anything, you know. And so really, what do you do here? I think it's a coin toss. This is the shocking thing. And I'll just say this very directly. It's amazing how the nation is willing to forego Trump's bad side, you know, the running of the mouth or the mistakes and facts or no international diplomacy, no real plan. You know, there's nothing there. There's nothing with teeth or substance. Right. But the nation doesn't care. They're so frustrated with politics that they'll take whoever just as long as it's not a politician. So we have that side. And then the other side, if you stop and think about it, Hillary has got relationships with every head of state in the world. She can tell you who the prime minister is of Indonesia. She can tell you who whatever. She knows what's going on. Trump can't do that. He doesn't know who the president of Indonesia is or the prime minister of what, you know, he doesn't know these things, but the nation doesn't care. And right. What does that tell you? You know, this is the craziest time ever. And are we really prepared for this? And I think the country is frustrated enough with Washington and politics and the conspiracy of the media, of which you're the media. Right. I'm the media. Right. I'm going to do a show tonight on Coast about the media. I'm right. going to do the very same thing. Right. Why? People are freaking out about this. And I think they can finally tell that they are being manipulated and they really don't care. They just don't want a politician in D.C. this election cycle.
Well, do you, Jimmy, see, you know, what I see in the media, the mainstream media, in terms of the two candidates? It seems like that there's a concerted effort to minimize the enormous amount of baggage that Hillary has and maximize the things that Trump does to make it easy, you know, the gaffes and all the other things that he does and says to make him look bad. Is that my imagination or is that what you see?
Yeah, you know what? You're exactly right. Except I'm gonna amplify that a little bit. I think that the media is doing a concerted effort on both sides to downgrade both candidates. You know, Fox has got their efforts. CNN has got their efforts. MSNBC in the middle doesn't know what's going on. And so when you look at it in those terms, they're doing their absolute concerted best to bring down these candidates at a personal level. It's not really a political level. It's not an agenda level. It's not international or national things that are on the table with these candidates. They're trying to attack each other through the media, and they both have their media backing. And we're watching it happen. It's strange how we don't really care. when was the last time that this has ever happened? And the answer is never.
Never. Never.
No, it's never happened, and we're going to ride this out. The question is what this next 4 years is going to do. If Trump doesn't get elected and the Republican Party is forced to take a look at itself and reinvent itself and go through something that could be just horrific for the Republican Party, that's what's going to play out. Would you ever expect that in your lifetime? Not me.
No, not at all.
And if Hillary gets elected and all of those Trump supporters across this country are going to be up in arms, and the media has been playing into this.
Never seen anything like it. Never seen anything like this before.
What do you think? Let me throw this back to you, Dr. Greg. And Kelly,
yes.
I haven't heard you yet. Kelly talks a lot out in public. I don't know why she's been quiet. But is this, and Kelly will tell you, I see Kelly out all the time at events where I'm speaking, where I'm out doing things. And Kelly's got her feet on the ground, right? She knows what's going on out there. And she knows how I am with this kind of stuff, too, as well. But if Trump gets elected, and the dissenters inside of the Republican Party that don't want to see this happen, is it going to splinter, right? Hmm. And it's just an amazing position that we're all going to be in. So I'll throw back to you, Dr. Greg. If Trump gets elected, what happens to the Republican Party?
Got to change. It's got to change. It needs to change, though. But, you know, if the Republican Party doesn't change, they'll never win another presidency, because the electorate – The when you look at the population and how it's becoming more and more Hispanic or Latino, there's more Democrats coming into the United States than Republicans, so to speak. So if the Republicans don't do something to have a different message, they're never going to win the presidency again. And I think this is why it's so amazing to me, people like Mitt Romney and everyone's out there campaigning against him and bashing Trump when they want everything to be the way that it normally is. And the way that it normally is means you're going to lose every time.
Right. And it's the same thing that we have here, too, with the Democratic Party. The same issues around the table. We have somebody that's running that's been, you know, around D.C. in politics for 40 years and is so connected with the lobbyists and everything else and internationally that it potentially is going to be the same old, same old. When Obama was elected, and I was so happy about that, just let me say, it was like, man, we got a proud, I'll just say it loud right now, and I'm a white guy, we got a proud black man going into office. He's going to go in there and straighten this stuff out right now. Finally, we're going to see something change in Washington. And Obama went into the, this is the conspiracy of everything, right? He walked into the Oval Office, straightened out his pen set, you know, kind of took a look around and went, wow, I'm here. And then the phone rang and he picked it up and he found out that he wasn't the boss.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, and that's Clinton knows this. She knows how things run there. But Donald, he's going to go into the Oval Office and get his rude awakening. And it's just the way that it is. Change is tough.
Right.
In Washington, it really is. So, and this is the thing, and I'll leave you guys with this because I do have a show to do tonight here in a few minutes, is the nation now is at the point where conspiracy is the new normal. Mm. They're okay with that. This whole tinfoil hat crowd, you know, conspiracy theory crowd that people would snicker and laugh at over, you know, the last 50 years is now correct. And people are okay now with reading the news going, I don't believe it. And it doesn't matter what it is. It could be something like this. I'm just going to say it direct. Headline comes across. It's CNN. It's Fox. And the headline says, cheese will kill you. Right. And so they read it and they go, well, no, I don't think cheese is going to kill me. I don't believe the news anymore. Mm-hmm. And if you take any headline, you flip it over 180 degrees and you're closer to the truth. Cheese isn't going to kill you. Flip that thing over 180 degrees. You know, look at the headlines coming out of Syria, coming out of Charlotte, coming out of New York City, with anything the headline comes across, whatever it is, the nation now knows if you flip it over and look at it 180 degrees, you're going to be closer to the truth than what the media wants you to believe. And it's sad, but we're starting to wake up to that. And it's shows like yours, seriously, Dr. Greg, Kelly, people like you that are out there doing it, and I think everybody's waking up.
Thanks,
well,
Jimmy.
So there you go.
Yeah, I agree. Couldn't agree more. Jimmy, listen, I know you got a show to do. I'm going to let you go, but I appreciate you stopping in and calling. It was great. We got to get you back on the show as soon as we can.
Have a great show, Jimmy. Peace.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Kelly. Kelly, keep rolling that rock uphill. You too, Greg.
All right, man. You got it. Okay. That was Jimmy Church, host of Fade to Black. He's getting ready to do Coast to Coast AM. Syndicated radio host, really has great opinions. And, you know, got a ton of calls here. I got to bring people that are holding, keep holding. We're going to get to you. I got to bring on the next guest, though. He's an attorney out of New York, Larry Kogan. He's going to give us some insight into some of the censorship that's going on. And this plays into the election cycle, things that aren't getting reported or things that are on Facebook that get taken down. So I want to bring him on. And Larry, are you there?
I am here and listening.
And you are staying awake late, right? It's almost midnight, right?
Well, you know what I'm doing? I'm reading Alice in Wonderland stuff of the type that you were speaking with that gentleman about.
Right, right. Well, listen, it's a pleasure having you on tonight. I appreciate you staying up late to come on and talk to us for a few minutes. And I know that, and I'm going to let Kelly tell the story. We had done a show a couple weeks ago about the tribal governments and some of the corruption between Washington and what's going on in the Indian reservations. And Kelly, I'll let you take it from there to what happened on your Facebook.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's no great intrigue. I do the announcements every week announcing the guest and the topic, and I had attached an article by Elaine Willman, our guest, discussing how tribal law is being abused for land grabs and resource grabs by the government. And about 2 weeks out, last week, I get a notice from Facebook that the article had been removed because it was against community standards. And when I went to click on it to give feedback, the whole thing just poof disappeared. Like, there was no way to even get into like the edifice of Big Brother and find out what community standard it was in violation of.
So Larry, from a legal standpoint, what's going on with that? I mean, is this something that you've seen or run into?
I have seen a lot of censorship doing the work that I do, because I always raise questions that people never want to answer, and those people are usually in the federal government. And the media that are tied in with the federal government, you know, people would say that's tin foil, but it really isn't, because when media sources take a designated position on almost any policy or political issue, it becomes over time very apparent that they're not going to be objective and take the opposing view. That's usually at the retail level. Now all of a sudden, I experienced something that I've never experienced before at the wholesale level. It's how information is distributed now that is censoring. Those channels now are censoring what comes in and gets distributed to their downstream customers. Newswires. Major newswire companies now are sensitized to the political correctness doctrine and are asking their downstream customers, would you run this? And if they say no, you won't get a press release.
So you're seeing this in press releases, and you know, when you look at an interface like Facebook, which is supposed to be, and I understand if someone puts up something that's offensive, you know, photographs of something that's offensive, I mean, obviously that, I think everybody would agree, those things should be removed. But something that Kelly just alluded to, when we're just bringing awareness to this issue that's taken down like that, and of course they do the disclaimer, if you disagree with us, contact us, and then you know, how much good that's going to do. Is there any kind of legal ramification or any kind of action that people can take if this is happening to them out there? Because before you answer that, Larry, I want to tell you that, I don't know if you heard earlier in the show, if you were listening at the beginning, but the director of American Addict, American Addict 2, the films that we did, is here in studio with us. And he brought to my attention about, I think it was a little bit more than a year, year and a half ago, that the views, because the first film is on YouTube at this point, but it was getting a lot of views, and he started noticing that the views were going down instead of up, and he started taking screenshots, and they were manipulating the views. Because as you know, if someone sees a video that's got, you know, 5 million views versus 50, people tend to watch things that are popular, because if 5 million people or a million people watch this, I want to watch it too. So have you seen this or heard about this?
I've seen how people manipulate the likes and, you know, and the thumbs up and the thumbs down icons. Okay, and well, listen, if they could manipulate climate data, why not do that?
It's true. It's very true.
A lot less significant, but you get your reviews, and then what people do is they take their reviews and they market them as, wow, look how credible I am compared to somebody else who's got fewer thumbs up count.
What do you think, real quick, and I know you can't stay on too long, but when I see these polls and Real Clear Politics listed all these different polls, and sometimes you see a poll where Hillary's ahead by 6 and Clinton's up by 6, another poll done the same day, it's the flipped side. I mean, do you think, because again, this can influence the way people think if they think one candidate is way ahead or way behind or if the race is close. What is your opinion on that? Do you think we're being manipulated in that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Remember, it depends how you ask the question, which will determine the answer. Okay? If they ask a stupid question, then people may answer in a certain way. If they ask you a leading question, like lawyers ask in court, you're expecting a certain answer. Okay? Pollsters do that now. And if pollsters work for a given political party, then they want the desired result. And they may only take a smaller audience in order to get that result, or expand the audience out to get the result they want. So, yeah, there is manipulation going on.
And it's important for people to know that, right? Because what you're saying is by manipulating the way the question's answered or the sample size or the demographic, then you can almost create any poll that you want. It's just, again, more deception.
It's the same thing with media. Okay, yeah. How many times do you disbelieve the news you hear? You have to go out and read from many different media sources and try to corroborate the differences or the similarities versus the differences. And then eventually you'll get somewhere in the middle. But it takes that much extra effort, and how many people today either have the time or the initiative to take, you know, to make that effort?
It's a very good point. Very good point. Very good point.
Yeah, and then it depends on education level. How many people are educated enough to actually understand anything deeper than a USA news report?
Right. And
or some other simple medium that generalizes things to such a point that you really don't know. And that's another question, generalization of news.
Well, the media knows that, and I think that's how they're able to control the message to a lot of people. And listen, Larry, we're up against the break, and I know it's late there in New York. I want to thank you for coming in and giving us your expertise on that. And you're at KoganLawGroup.com, right? KOGAN LawGroup.com. Yeah. Larry Kogan, the Kogan Law Group. I appreciate you coming on. And listen, we're going to bring you back and keep you on for a whole hour the next time.
That would be fun. I'm sure that. I can come up with information that even Hollywood scriptwriters couldn't write.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Thanks, Larry.
All right, Larry, have a great night. Thank you.
Thank you again. You take care now.
Okay. We got a ton of calls. I'm still waiting for that. I'm still waiting for the Hillary supporter out there that's going to call me and be excited to tell me that they're voting for Hillary. I mean, just I want to hear and feel the passion for your candidate, because I'm telling you, for the last year, I've not found one person that was voting for her with excitement. It's usually because they hate Trump or they're just a Democrat. We're up against a break here. All the calls stay on. We're going to go back to Hillary versus Trump in a minute. This is Truth, Medicine, and Politics. You're listening to Dr. Gregory A. Smith. We will be right back.
Truth Medicine and Politics was a sponsored show, and the views expressed on the show were solely that of the host, which KABC does not necessarily agree with or endorse.
This show furnished by Red Pill Medical.